your hourly morning news on KX 93.5 now.
Good morning. Here's your local news for Wednesday from KX 93.5 and the Laguna Beach Independent. I'm Jason Feddy. Scores of friends, admirers and relatives of Kathleen Blackburn are expected to turn out tonight to honour her at a public celebration beginning at 4 at the ranch. Blackburn, 71, who died March 16th, moved to Laguna Beach in 1974 and served the city of Laguna Beach from 1992 to 2000 as a member of the City Council and Planning Commission, in addition to serving twice as mayor. Shuttles will run from 4 to 9pm between Three Arch Bay, Mission Hospital and the ranch. Pakistani-American educator and author Anila Ali speaks at 7pm at a meeting of the Democratic Club tonight. Ali ran unsuccessfully for the 74th State Assembly District in Huntington and Newport Beach last fall. At the meeting at the Unitarian Fellowship Hall, she'll discuss US efforts to counter violence. She was a participant in a White House panel on countering extreme violence in February with other community leaders and law enforcement officials. Laguna Canyon Road reopened at 3am Tuesday after a 10-hour closure due to emergency repairs by utility crews to replace a toppled telephone pole. Police say the telephone pole was sheared off when hit by a car before it toppled across the road and struck an outbound vehicle. Neither motorist was injured. The pole snapped at its base, bringing down phone and cable wires. Though police closed the street between Canyon Acres Drive and El Toro Road, residents who live along the canyon were allowed to drive to their homes. The road was closed between 5pm Monday and 3am Tuesday. And finally, Meg Chetwood and Tiffany Marinos won the 2015 Women's Laguna Open at Main Beach last Saturday. The men's tournament in beach volleyball is next month. And that is your local news for Laguna Beach, California, here on KX 93.5 for Wednesday. I'm Jason Feddy, in for Tyler Russell.